What an embarrassment. This is what ABC calls journalism. This is what ABC considers to be a news show. They need to remove this garbage from the news division and stick the ladies from The View in the same category as Jim Kimmel. The category of huge embarrassing failures. The category of people who think they're funny, who think they're intelligent, when the reality is that could not be further from the truth. Right now, it is a celebration of rainbows and cucumbers throughout the mainstream media. Us normal people, we don't understand the celebration. Hell, we don't understand any media celebration of rainbows and cucumbers because these people seem to celebrate the uncelebratable. For example, Bearded Ben becomes the first winner of the dunk contest in the WNBA who didn't require the assistance of a trampoline. Break out the Frosted Franks! This is great! Greg, with three legs, models his tuck-friendly bathing suit and becomes the first biological male to win the bikini contest. Woohoo! Yes, yes, yes! For normal people, these could be signs of a society in decline. For Deacons of Woke United Methodist, this is progress. Right now, there is a celebration throughout the mainstream media. Donald Trump is on trial in New York City. I believe this particular case involves Stormy Daniels. I'm not entirely sure because, like most people, I am not paying attention to this trial. Saw a poll the other day. Between 60 and maybe 70% of potential voters, they are not paying attention to the trial of Donald Trump. Most people could not care less. But for some reason, this is a primary topic of conversation throughout the media. I've always thought that the media focused on stories that would generate interest. I thought they focused on stories that would draw ratings. The vast majority of the country does not care about the trial of Donald Trump. But the media, they are obsessing over it like it's the last grilled wiener at the barbecue of Butt Bongo. In the past, we have highlighted people in the media who were suffering through severe cases of OMB. Orange Man Bad! We have seen Jim Kimmel have traumatic breakdowns as the symptoms of OMB battle his remaining brain cell. We have seen Elle Duncan and Malika Andrews, women who are considered to be rising stars at the worldwide leader in woke. We have seen them have emotional breakdowns on SportsCenter blaming the Orange Man because the Supreme Court sent decisions on abortion back to individual states where it belongs. Over the years, we have witnessed the devastating effects that OMB has on people who are infected. But I don't know if I have ever seen a worse case. And this is no exaggeration. I don't know if I have ever seen a more devastating case of OMB than what I saw yesterday morning on The View. Most of the time, doctors at Woke Memorial Hospital, they encourage patients with OMB to stay away from each other. You know how when people get out of prison, one of the conditions of their parole is to stay away from convicted felons or known felons? The thinking behind it is there's a better chance of them not returning to prison if they keep themselves away from people who probably put them there in the first place. It's the same concept with people infected with the disease of OMB, especially once the disease reaches stage 4 levels. When patients are around other people with OMB, the symptoms seem to be magnified. One patient is spewing venom, which causes the patient next to them to break into an uncontrollable, devious laugh. Thoughts and ideas become radicalized. They start thinking their fantasies are reality. Like, you know, a former president being sentenced to a prison term in Guantanamo Bay, a prison reserved for the worst criminals in the world, for giving hush money to a former lust interest. Yesterday morning, the Yentas on The View, they were sedating their audience of lonely women by ignorantly discussing the trial of Donald Trump. Normally, the ladies are in a very foul mood. The average episode of The View is filled with bitterness and anger. But yesterday morning, the ladies, they seem to be feeding off of the radiance of Sun Hostin, Asuncion. Sun was in a great mood. She was damn near giddy. Every time the whoopee cushion hiked her leg, Sun was consuming the toxic air of that boodle breeze. As the pretend lawyer on this dump, Sun was demanding that Donald Trump not be allowed to be a runaway train in the courtroom. Now, as you guys know, parishioners and deacons at Woke United Methodist, they are experts in the train industry. If you're looking for treatments for a bruised caboose, the Deacons have the remedy. After Sun made her unreasonable demands, the Yentas, they started to get ahead of themselves. Normally, criminal cases follow the same process. There's an indictment, maybe a pretrial hearing. There's a discovery period, jury selection. You try the case in front of a jury. The jury returns with the verdict. Several weeks later, the judge determines the sentence. And then, if the defendant is sentenced to jail, then you figure out where they will serve their time. That's not how it seems to work on The View. Since Sun considers herself to be an expert in criminal law, she took it upon herself to skip the last few steps of the process. Who needs a jury when Asuncion has already determined that Donald Trump is guilty? There's no need to finish the trial. There's no need for the judge to determine a sentence. Sun Hostin and the Whoopee Cushion, they have already determined where the Orange Man will be serving out his sentence. Even though he hasn't been convicted. I think this segment was meant to be comedic, even though there was not a single comedian on the stage. But KC, Whoopi Goldberg is a comedian. Whoopi Goldberg? A comedian? Since when? The only time Whoopi Goldberg is comedic is when she hikes her leg. This segment, it was designed to make you laugh. Watch for yourself. You tell me if there is anything even remotely funny about this. Roll the film.
And so I think to make a point, to prove a point, put him in the clink.
Oh,
why not? Put him in the clink.
I don't want this to sound like I'm doing wishful thinking.
Yes.
But which prison would be best?
I know which one.
I'm gonna give you Michael. Well, that's what I got. Number one is Rikers. But you know, I'm okay if he goes to Alcatraz and they reopen it.
Oh, maybe.
You know, what about Guantanamo Bay? Okay.
Yeah. Well, that'd be close to Mar-a-Lago.
What the hell was funny about that? I have never seen Sun Hostin this happy. I haven't seen the Whoopee Cushion this happy since gas was under $2 a gallon and it took her less than $100 to fill her flatulence tank. I mean, the Whoopee Cushion. She was literally hiking her leg and raising her hand like she was in a classroom. Please, please, it's my turn, it's my turn. My battle's about to explode. Sun Hostin is sitting there with her hands put together, staring into the eyes of the Whoopee Cushion as they share their devious plan telepathically. The OMB symptoms completely took over. Sun starts doing some weird dance, or maybe it was a cheer. Where is Trump going to be next year? In jail. In jail. Where is Trump going to be next year? In jail. In jail. Uh-huh. 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 What the hell did we just watch? If Barbara Walters was still alive, she would be disgusted. This show is a disgrace. I would expect this type of behavior from my stepdaughter and her little teenaged friends. When they are hanging out at the house or by the pool, it's uncontrollable laughter and typical teenage girl behavior. I don't expect this juvenile behavior from a group of grown women. Sun Hostin is damn near 60 years old. She's my mom's age. If my mother was acting like this on national television, I would be humiliated. Whoopi Goldberg is almost 70, and here she is on national TV making a damn fool of herself. You know you have said something bad when you make the lonely women in this audience gasp in disbelief. When the whoopee cushion suggested that Donald Trump should be sentenced to Guantanamo Bay, the audience of lonely women, they went from laughter to complete silence. You're talking about sending a former president to a prison filled with the worst criminals in the world. There seems to be this unhealthy obsession throughout the media with Donald Trump. I haven't seen an obsession like this since Skip Bayless was obsessed with LeBron James. I keep coming back to the same question. Why? Why is the mainstream media so obsessed with Donald Trump? The past 3 years, we have lived through the worst administration of my lifetime. John Biden could actually be the worst president in the history of this country. I know some people think Barack Obama was the worst, but Obama is nowhere close to being as bad as John Biden. At least Obama had the ability to speak. At least he could form complete sentences and coherent thoughts. The jokes, the material, they literally write themselves with John Biden. You don't need a team of writers. John Biden is the joke. Yet the media, the late night comedians, they seem to have this unhealthy obsession with the Trumper. Why? The other day, Little Red Riding Hood, Jen Psaki, she was on MSNBC basically saying that she hopes Trump doesn't make it to November because he has an appointment with The Undertaker. She was insinuating that Donald Trump was too old to be president. Now, this is the same Jen Psaki that worked for the barely walking fossil, and she is claiming that Trump is too old to be president? Again, why? Where is this fear coming from? Maybe, just maybe they're afraid of retaliation. When Trump was president, he let Hillary Clinton walk. Remember all those emails that mysteriously disappeared? Hillary Clinton could have been criminally charged, but Trump let her go. That has been the precedent. You don't weaponize the federal government against your political enemies. Well, John Biden has broken that precedent. So maybe, just maybe, there are people afraid of Donald Trump doing the same thing in return. I don't know. You tell me, where is this fear coming from? Why is the mainstream media obsessed with the Trumper? Also, give me your thoughts on this segment from The View, Grown Women Acting Like Teenaged Girls. This show is a disgrace. This is not the show that Barbara Walters created. I know this may be hard for my younger viewers to believe, but The View, it used to be respected. Today, this show is a joke. It is complete garbage. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. Appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter, and I'll see you guys later.